Then the issue of drones arose. Oh, and by the way, I really believe it is time, long past time. We have to get this phony sense of indignation out of the left discourse. Phony because the left, quote unquote, left intellect pretends to be above and not manifesting the system. And no, that's all of us manifest the system. And we're not going to get to our future freedom by not recognizing, seeing how it does, in fact, how we are doing it, how it reproduces itself in our own participation in it. Until we make these things conscious and join with our brothers and sisters and stop pretending that, you know, we're ready, but it's just them other unconscious folks who are not, then we are, in fact, going to keep spinning our wheels, you know, playing power's game, which serves some pundits, I believe, consciously and unconsciously. And so anyway, so then they turned, this was again election night coverage, then they turned to this issue of the drones. And when I hear the way he attacked Barack was so virulent, it struck me as extremely self-righteous indignation. And to express indignation, whenever I hear this expressed about the overt and covert violence of nation states and of the United States, perhaps in particular, excuse me, but what does he think this president is the president of, the Republic of World Peace or for World Peace? Or what does this pundit imagine to be the goal of the U.S. state? So, and that's what we're going to talk about today. What is the role of the state in an international state system? Whenever I hear all this false outrage on the left, of the left punditry, I think of Diane Keaton and Al Pacino walking that road, trailed by the limo. Al essentially saying, quote, this is what all nation states do in their battle for supremacy. Anyhow, never second best. While Diane sputters her indignation.